So now that's why you see from Kamala, Obama, all of them ran to our black celebrities.
Oh, Jay-Z. I just seen Lizzo just campaigned in Detroit.
Usher
was just in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And so all of these celebrities.
Maybe because they're paying. They
paying them like that?
Yes, man, they raised a lot of money this year.
I'm here tonight for a couple of important reasons. As most of you know, the city of Detroit and the whole state of Michigan mean a lot to me. And going into this election, the spotlight is on us more than ever.
Breaking news right now. Get this. The former CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch, Mike Jeffries, is arrested in connection to a sex trafficking case.
Sean Combs, the rapper and music executive, perhaps being linked to a sex trafficking investigation.
Look what is happening right now. Look what is happening right now with these evil people. Obama, Hillary, Kamala, Kamala, Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, all this team. There's more than 300,000 children, over 300,000 children that they came through the border, they released them, and we don't know where they are.
Well, folks, we are overwhelmed with joy as one story after another is played on social media supporting the USA and the move forward for the nation. Many now understand what we are up against and are paying attention with these children. Interviews on mainstream media are not going the way they want. Anger is showing up in Obama and Kamala. We're going to show that. President Trump is talking to everyone about income taxes going away and more. We've got a lot to cover. Here we go.
Without a doubt. That the first day that we elect Mr. Donald J. Trump, our next president, the first day in office, I guarantee you he'll solve half of the problems that we have. The most important, on November 5th, the election is not about you and us, it's about freedom and oppression, and this is the only man that I know that can handle that. This is the only man that has survived, for the grace of God, things that we can never imagine. And he gets up and he says, fight, fight, fight. I happen to be honored today.
That's the CEO of Sunshine Gasoline Distributors, Max Alvarez, in Miami. And they had a Latino support for President Trump there. I tell you what, they ask him questions on policies and more, huge support, and they also got together and prayed for him when it was all said and done. And so speaking of prayer, remember in our last video we hit hard on what was going on with Kamala and her calling out somebody who says talks about Jesus, and she says they're in the wrong rally. Notice what President Trump says about that.
But while Kamala says that people who believe in Jesus don't belong to our rallies. In our movement, we love Christians, we welcome believers, and we embrace followers of Jesus.
That's amazing. And as you know, he went out to that area ravaged by Hurricane Helene. And I tell you what, they didn't hold back in supporting President Trump. And also, they lifted him up in prayer. Check this out.
Mr. President, I can't thank you enough for coming out. I've had in the back of my mind, I even made a comment to somebody. Trump would just show up. We need it. We need that shot of hope in the arm. We need that. We need to know we're going to be okay and not forgotten.
You won't be.
Thank you.
You won't be.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Great job. And Mike Stewart, the owner of Pineview Buildings, is here. Mike?
Mike, please.
Thank you. Yeah, we had a business right across the street, like with the Swannanoa River flowing on the backside of it, and we lost everything. We had 70-plus buildings, and we drove here 2 days later, and there wasn't one building that was ours, but there were houses and trailers and tankers and all sorts of things that were strewn across our property. And we lost a business, but there are a lot of people who lost everything, including loved ones. And I believe that you can serve as a great inspiration to this community right now. And the reason being is I think God's given you an indomitable spirit. And no matter what gets thrown at you, you find a way to press through. And I think that'll serve as an inspiration to this community to press on and move forward. I can't think of anything I'd rather have than a warrior leading our country, a warrior who, with the help of God and with faith and prayer, will lead this community, these communities, and this country to greatness. So thank you for being here today.
Come here. I never heard anything. That was from the heart. No speechwriter could write that. Right?
If you don't mind, just because my heart's about to be, do you mind if I pray for you?
Yes, please.
Okay. So, and all those that you that are prayers, would you join with me in this prayer? Father, I thank you for this man that you have raised up in this moment, in this season, for your purposes. And I pray that you would anoint him, that things aren't done just by might or by power, but by your spirit. So I ask that you would anoint President Donald Trump and give him a spirit of wisdom and understanding and insight as he moves to lead this nation back to greatness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
That's very well done. And you can see the heartfelt prayer, the people crying out to President Trump for support. I'm going to show you some messages later on about some of the victims. Again, just letting everybody know what's really going on with the lack of support from the government for the people out there, but also the pouring out of love from we the people to each person out there. And so, again, great healing, especially through that prayer. Wanted to share this, especially if you're looking for healing your body from the inside out. Folks, each day, I mean, you know, as we get older, there's many things that seem to go bad, like the bones and the joints. I mean, I'm losing all my hair. But just been watching it kind of slowly grow back lately. And it's a big, big talking point for me. Many of you guys that met me on the cruise know that that I like to wear like this hair hat, and so we get a good laugh out of that. But I found something amazing from Bright Quartz called Revive. It's in the description box below. And it's been helping me out quite a bit. I've been taking it. It's got superior quality, and it's this, you know, this collagen is something that was interesting to me. I've seen it, I've heard about it, but it's in this product Revive, and it's the main protein that holds our body together. It gives structure and support, helping us stay flexible and resilient. It also plays a key role in healing and making sure our body stays in good shape. I mean, they've got this Revive here that reduces the joint pain, strengthens your bones, improves your flexibility, which I've been working on flexibility, especially for golf, mobility, and bone density. I mean, I'm just feeling much better. I've seen that my wrinkles are starting to go away a lot more. My nail growth is actually a lot better. And my wounds, when I get scratches and stuff, they seem to be healing a lot faster. So this collagen comes from the highest quality sources with Revive: grass-fed bovine, free-range chickens, organic eggshell membrane, and wild-caught Atlantic fish. It's just amazing and safe and effective, free from harmful substances like heavy metals and more. So you can go to BrightCore's link in the description box below. You get 25% off with code AWK, A-W-K, and up to 50% off when you call in at 888-317-9941.
He is talking about doing away with the entire Department of Education. He's talking, he means it. This is not a joke. This is a guy who also wants to replace every civil servant, every single one. Thinks he has a right under the Supreme Court ruling on immunity to be able, if need be, if it was the case, to actually physically eliminate, shoot, kill someone who he believes would be a threat to him. I mean, So I know this sounds bizarre. It sounds like if I said this 5 years ago, you'd lock me up. We got to lock him up. Political lock him up.
So they're always looking for ways to state to the people, President Trump is a threat and we need to take him out. They keep stating that, you know what, he's coming after you. He's going to have the power to take you guys out. No, he's going to have the power to take all of those enemies of this country who have destroyed millions of lives, who hate every single American and love other countries and their everything that's offered to them from anyway, things aren't working out for them. They are starting to get very, very angry. Remember they were talking about joy? Their campaign is for joy. Well, let's look at where they are recently with all the polls coming out.
Real strength is about helping people who need it and standing up for those who can't stand up for themselves. That's what we should want for our daughters and our sons. That's what I want in the President of the United States.
Should never again stand behind the seal of the President of the United States. Never again. Never again. Never again.
Yeah, we know we talk about the joy of the Lord is our strength. They tried to use the word joy. And you can see in their faces, if you're looking at this Obama guy character, you see the anger, you see the deep eyes, the threats, the evil serpent tongue. Everything about that man has been evil from the very beginning. We've known it since 2007, when 8, and this guy is just nothing but trouble. And it's well known because they had, I believe, MSNBC out there. I'm going to show you a lot of clips from this later on, but I want to show you this one in particular. Philadelphia black man stunned MSNBC, saying he was deeply offended when Barack Obama tried to racially blackmail.
And I just wonder for anybody who heard that, like what they thought of that.
I was deeply offended. I was deeply offended. And it felt like a moment where it's like, you N-words better get in line and do what we say. And it felt like him as the czar of the Democratic Party coming down to say, go get these N-words in line. And the general tone of it was disgusting. It was abhorrent. I don't respect it. I didn't like nothing about it. And Kamala, 2 days after that, is like, we love our black men. We have programs and things that we're rolling out for them. And she rolled out policy.
I'm tired of the good cop, bad cop.
And I just wonder
A lot of people are tired of it. Tired of dealing with these characters they keep putting out in front of everyone. And their anger can be known throughout the earth now. Remember, President Trump was at McDonald's. Ben Garrison put this together. MAGA Donald's. Looks like Kamala can use a Happy Meal. More of this coming out. But I tell you what's not funny is the missing children. We played this in the intro, but I'm going to show you the whole clip. People are well aware. The biggest traffickers of children on this earth comes from the Democrats and the rhinos, and he starts naming names.
Look what is happening right now. Look what is happening right now with these evil people. Obama, Hillary, Kamala, Kamala, Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, all this team. There's more than 300,000 children, over 300,000 children that they came through the border, they released them, and we don't know where they are. Kamala, where are the children? Kamala, where are the children? You know, these people, Kamala and Biden, they're the biggest human traffickers in the history. And everyone knows that. And that's why I'm here to give my 100% to support my dear friend, President Donald Trump.
Wonderful. It's wonderful to hear these folks not only share the truth about what's going on with the trafficking of children, but at the same time, they lift up President Trump in prayer. I'm going to show you just a few seconds of this.
Let's all pray together. Heavenly Father, we humble ourselves before you, and we believe, Lord, that you are the answer for all the problems that we're facing, that we can put our hope in you through Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And have hope again. Our faith can be built up again, that you can return to us the joy that is only from you. However, today, Lord, we lift up the man that we believe you've put your hand upon to help restore America and bring America back to the place that honors you.
Amen. So that, remember, I put these clips in the description box below if you want to watch the entire prayer. It was about 4 minutes long of prayer. And that's what we need. Continue to fight on our knees. And I'm going to show you what the witches are up to at the end of this video and how they are trying to cast spells on against President Trump using their witchcraft. And it's not working. They're complaining on social media. So continue to stay in prayer. And so all of this continues to play out. A lot of folks want to know what's going on with our money and more. And so I thought this was a great question that happened in a barbershop talk in the Bronx with President Trump.
With all this extra revenue we're going to be bringing into the country. So do you believe at some point in time we could find a way, once the country's back on its feet and getting enough revenue and paid off our debt, do you think it's possible to find a way to eliminate federal taxes?
There is a way.
How do you feel about it?
You know, in the old days, when we were a smart country, in the 1890s and all, this is when the country was relatively the richest it ever was. It had all tariffs. It didn't have an income tax.
Yes, sir.
Okay? Now we have income taxes, and we have people that are dying. They're paying tax, and they don't have the money to pay the tax. No. In the old days, 1890, 1880, we had so much money, they had to set up committees, blue ribbon committees, how to spend our wealth. We had no idea how to spend it with so much money. Then we went to the income tax system, and the rest is sort of history. But no, there is a way. I mean, if what I'm planning comes out, it's a great question, by the way.
Everyone could attain the American dream.
You're a pretty sophisticated cat, you know?
Everyone could attain the American dream if it wasn't for the high cost, the burden of high taxes. And we're taxed at every step of the way, when we make it, when we spend it.
And regulations. So I cut more regulations in 4 years than any other president by four times. Yeah, let's go. You would ask one question.
So the income tax part is a big one for me. We've been talking about that, hoping that he would get rid of it altogether, get rid of the Federal Reserve. And also, it just seems like somebody was sharing that he put out a statement, possibly, I've been looking for it, that he's already talking about getting rid of income taxes for the military and for first responders and firefighters. And so it seems like he's going to do it one small step at a time. I've always felt it was interesting or strange when I was in the Marine Corps. It's like, why are they making us pay taxes on the paycheck that's paid by taxes? So you're stealing the money that was given to us from taxpayers, and you're stealing it from the person that you're giving it to. It doesn't make sense. None of it makes sense. And so a lot of folks are waking up on the streets and more. I told you about that in the beginning. I wanted to share a lot of this because people are out there using their social media channels and more to interview folks on the street and get information out, and it's working.
This guy just yelled in the street, Trump 2024. What makes you love Donald Trump?
If you're truly a patriotic American, how could you not love Donald Trump? If you actually are somebody that does your research and your due diligence as opposed to being pushed by somebody else's propagandist talking points, how could you hate Donald Trump? He's the most popular businessman in American history. If you wanted a movie to be popular throughout all of before 2016, who has the most cameos? I find it funny that as soon as he became a Republican, he became racist. But name me that racist that won an NAACP award. I'll wait. Didn't we have peace around the world when Trump was in office? Why are we in war right now? Oh, and for that daggone bill y'all want to keep talking about the border? Well, y'all were okay with the administration giving $60 billion to Ukraine so they can put 1,500 at the border. Here's something else deeper for you to think about. Didn't they leave millions and millions of guns in Afghanistan unguarded and unattended and left the country directly after that Xi Jinping and Putin came down and gave them legitimacy? Well, what happens after that? Oh, didn't Biden give Putin access to a gas pipeline? And then directly after that, he went to war with Ukraine? And then was it a coincidence that one of our basketball stars got locked up in Russia And we traded her for Victor Boot. So we traded the Lord of War for Brittany Griner with a whole bunch of unattended guns in Afghanistan. That's what you voted for. That's better than Trump. You need to wake up, bro.
That's good studying. That's good information. Folks are on the streets are letting you know exactly how they feel. Check out this one.
You ladies don't want a felon for a president. I wish y'all had the same energy for the ones that y'all be turning into fathers. You don't want a man who has a felony to be your president, but you have no problem with letting men that have multiple felonies be the father of your children. And stop lying on Trump. That man isn't a felon. They try to put on him.
How about that? That was amazing. That's how he wonderfully put that together. You guys are worried about President Trump calling him a felon. What about all the felons that you're making babies with? Whew. Man, that will speak right there. And so, of course, MSNBC, I told you, had a few clips from them, and I thought this was amazing. They go in there, and they're asking folks that are going to support President Trump, well, what's going on? And I don't think it's going the way that she wants it. And this reporter is probably having a hissy fit, probably freaking out as all the questions, the answers ring out to her ears.
What are your feelings? And let me start with the women here about Kamala Harris.
She's a woman of color. I'm not putting her down because of that. And I'm not putting her down because she's a woman. I'm not a feminist, so I'm sorry. But at the end of the day, I don't think that she has the personality. I don't think that she has what it takes to go up against Putin and go up against these other presidents that are built for this. I don't want to be scared because my president is scared. I want my president to feel secure and manly and about it.
We brought up gender, right? Like, do you think it matters that she's a woman and people aren't comfortable having a woman in a top leadership role?
No, I don't think that, because most men, they love their mothers. They love their wives. So as a woman, most men, they respect the woman, but she just don't have the qualification or the education to really run America, because she don't have the experience. She don't understand our struggles. And for me to believe you for another 4 years, you're crazy.
This is in Philadelphia, by the way.
Right. Like, you're crazy. You're saying the same thing that you said 4 years ago.
So the fact that she's the vice president,
that's
to you,
the bottom line.
You're like, you've been here, you've had a chance.
Yes. Well, for me, the very first time I ever heard the name Kamala Harris, it was in association to locking up parents for a truancy. That was the first time I ever heard of her name. And I really didn't understand how this person claims to be a black woman, but yet she's locking up black women and black men and separating families.
This is a thing that is, Trump talks about this a lot. He says, you know, Kamala Harris became black when it was convenient.
Right. Yep.
Can you talk to me about, do you agree with him on that? Do you feel like she's wearing her blackness?
Absolutely. When she sworn to the Senate, it was as the first Indian American.
Thank you.
Which is, it's fine. We don't care. Yeah.
We all know she's not black. Let's understand that. We are all clear of that. But my point of view is, like I told you earlier, she's already been there. She's in office right now.
Let her have it. That reporter's probably doing all she can to get them to think differently, and it's not working. And so here's just a little bit more.
And I just wonder, for anybody who heard that, like, what they thought of that.
I was deeply offended.
So we got this one already, the deeply offended clip. And so just amazing. All of this is working in a certain way, right? You're looking at Poly Market, 62% for Donald Trump to 37% for Harris in support throughout the country. Yet they're probably going to do all they can, again, to rig the election. Even though they've been warned by President Trump, you're going to jail. You're going to face serious consequences if you cheat. And he's letting them know. And they're not going to listen because they're in big trouble.
These three states just announced that they're going to ruin election night for all the rest of us. Georgia, Michigan, and the must-win state of Pennsylvania have already announced that come election night, they will not be ready to share their results. This is always weird to me because they're not even three of the most populated states in the country. I mean, Florida has twice as many people as Georgia and Michigan. Pennsylvania is smaller than Texas and California and New York. And all four of those states seem to be able to count and report all of the ballots on election night. But for some reason, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Michigan are not going to get their results in on Tuesday, November the 5th. What, do you guys got plans or something? It's a Tuesday. There's no football on. Are you waiting around to find out who gets kicked off of Dancing with the Stars? I feel like the election results might be slightly more important. And while that news makes it a little more difficult for us to expect a winner on election night, it's not impossible, especially if Donald Trump can run the rest of the states. Take a look at the map. If President Trump can win North Carolina, Wisconsin, Nevada, and Arizona, that gets him to 262, which means he only needs 8 more electoral votes for a victory. And that could happen by flipping a purple state like Virginia with its 13 electoral votes, or even Minnesota with its 10 electoral votes. And I know what you're thinking, but Mark Kay, Tim Walz, who's running with Kamala Harris, is from Minnesota. How could Donald Trump ever win it?
I know how they could probably win it. Look at this. This is crazy, says Elon Musk. Only 53 voters at one address. Yeah. Philadelphia Homeless Servicing NGO, non-governmental organization, has 5,200 voters at their one address. Yeah. All of that mail-in ballots from transients in 2020, this single-site NGO has thousands alone. No one knows who filled out those ballots. But yet you're using that address, and they're going to do all they can to ensure that those numbers work out for the enemy as they normally do. They have got to win no matter what, no matter how much in their face we realize that they are at a loss big time. And so, again, just wanted to get you through this one and show you some more about these celebrities that are coming out and why. The trouble that they're into is going to be, it's going to rock your world. But first, I want just to remind you, we're at amweknow.com. You can go there, Truth, Hope, Faith, and Freedom. All of our videos are located there. You can subscribe to our newsletter there. And you can also find our gear there at shop.amweknow.com. Sweatshirts, hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks. We have the 28% off all statement tees. Plus, you get a free Save America button with any statement tee purchase. Use vote. Code VOTE828, folks, to grab your gear. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear. So I wanted to show you this clip right here from Georgia, University of Georgia. You can see all the red hats filled up there with Turning Point Act. I tell you what, it's been really cool. But look at the table for Harris and Walz at University of Georgia. It looks like they've got maybe one, two, three, four, maybe five people, or maybe three. Who knows? But as the camera turns, look how many people show up for President Trump. Here we go. That is phenomenal. He's doing great work. Like I said, all my family loves to watch Charlie Kirk debate these the liberal students at these universities. And it's great to see the young folks just in droves waking up, learning how to debate the leftists and all of the brainwashed out there. Because, you know, they're easily influenced by these singers. They listen to folks like Eminem. I don't know why they listen to him, but for some reason they think this guy's got talent. And it's really sickening because he's been out there campaigning for Harris and Walz. And I showed you in the intro that he's out there stating, we need to vote for Harris Walz. I'm going to show you the end of this. Here you go.
I also think that people shouldn't be afraid to express their opinions. And I don't think anyone wants an America where people are worried about retribution or what people will do if you make your opinion known. I think Vice President Harris supports a future for this country where these freedoms and many others will be protected and upheld. And here to tell you much more about that, President Barack Obama.
Yep, scream for Obama. Bring in the man that they worship, the one that's worshiped around the world. They make him out to be so wonderful. And yet he's so evil. And so why would they go about doing all this? Well, I showed you in the intro quickly that we know from the Intel board, we were told for years now, people have known with all these pictures popping up of Ray Chandler. And he had this picture taken, Eminem, and they were putting this with Ray Chandler. She's posting it with his arms around her. She says, and at 17 or 16 is what Ray Chandler said in this picture. Rachel Chandler was also with P. Diddy. She says, I'm 14 years old here. Also, if you look up Ray Chandler, none are safe, according to the Intel board. You notice her in a lot of photos with Clinton and some royalty. And that's what made them upset, because when the Q board started coming out and sharing this information and it was exposing them, they had to get all of the rhinos and the Democrats together to sign some type of bill stating that those that belong to QAnon or sharing this information are danger to our country and danger to democracy. And after they passed that in October of 2020, all of a sudden they shut down our YouTube channel. They shut down Teespring, Patreon. They all jumped on board and said, we no longer want you around, and we know you're done. And so the folks were out there, you know, ultra populized matter. Kamala Harris supporters include war criminal Dick Cheney's daughter, yeah, Diddy, freak off participant Usher, twerking Megan the Stallion, crying offended liberals, Waltz's wife who reads gay books to children, every Epstein client list name, Hillary 1,000 friends who committed suicide, communist Obama and Big Mike, Kamala Harris, Jesus is Lord, not welcome, all the globalists and watermelon-shaped head Adam Schiff, and people they tell me that the Democrat Party isn't currently experiencing a catastrophic implosion. I saw this put together. Here's a good laugh for you.
Coming out the closet.
One more time.
This looks like a job for me. I don't care about the economy. I'm a billionaire, so if you're me, it'll matter who wins the presidency.
I'm not afraid. I'm holding hands with illegal aliens and a pregnant man.
We're losing.
Ah!
We're stupid.
Ah!
Yo, Kamala, Tim, come up here for this one. Two idiots going around me outside, round me outside, round me outside.
So, these guys did a good job. And I tell you what, I don't like music from Eminem, but the way that they put this together, it makes you go, you know, I want to kind of listen to these lyrics and what they have to say. It's a lot of talent involved. But, of course, the talent that's showing up from Hollywood and all the big singers and more. I mean, they're doing all they can. And this famous black influencer, Charleston White, reveals that the Kamala Harris campaign is paying big money to convince black celebrities to campaign for her.
Yeah. So now that's why you see from Kamala, Obama, all of them ran to our black celebrities.
Oh, Jay-Z. I just seen Lizzo. Just campaigned in Detroit.
Usher
was just in Atlanta.
Yep.
And so all of these celebrities
man
are now.
Plies,
which
Megan
I don't understand it, because if you're somebody like a Usher, why would you want to, or take, well, I guess Taylor Swift is kind of too big, but I don't understand why they would put their brand on the line in order to, because half of the country is going to go one way or the other anyway.
But because they're paying them. Man,
they paying them like that?
Yes, man, they raised a lot of money this year. Man, we didn't pick her. They gave her us. They gave her to us. Said, this going to be our president. This going to be our president. Man, they didn't pick her.
Yeah.
But when she said, okay, I'm running, man, she raised so much money and within 24 hours. So it's no secret that her and her campaign deliberately went after black celebrities. Plies. They reached out to Dr. Umar Johnson.
You think that Plies is
Yeah, that's why. That's why it been campaigning. They paying. Megan Thee Stallion, they all getting paid, brother. Man, Dr. Umar Johnson, they tried to discredit him. He said, yeah, they offered to get him.
Yeah.
Wow. These guys are starting to come out. They're starting to share more. It's not as much as fear, you know, as they used to have out there. It seems like a lot of folks are getting arrested, and so maybe, just maybe, they feel empowered to finally get out there and start sharing the truth. But look what happened here recently.
Breaking news right now. Get this. The former CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch, Mike Jeffries, is arrested in connection to a sex trafficking case.
Oh, boy. Abercrombie & Fitch. You guys have any of their clothes? CEO Mike Jeffries. Sex trafficking, yeah? Totally disgusting details. CEO of fashion brand. ANF, Mike Jeffries, British partner, have been arrested facing sex trafficking. The NBC reports Jeffries has been arrested in West Palm Beach, Florida. Two other associates, Matthew Smith of West Palm Beach and James Jacobson of Wisconsin, were also arrested in connection with these trafficking charges relating to young men and sex parties. They are expected to appear in federal court in Florida and Wisconsin on Tuesday, arraigned on a later date in the Eastern District of New York. Wow. One at a time. They just keep showing up. He stepped down. Jeffries was the CEO of the popular clothing brand from 2014. Had a $25 million retirement package. The news of his arrest comes 1 year after BBC News published an explosive report that said Jeffries exploited men at these terrible parties he hosted, as Breitbart News reported. They just keep showing up day after day. And, of course, Elon Musk posted this, pretty interesting, from Rothmus. The Epstein guest list and the Diddy guest list are probably all the celebrities coming out to support Kamala. So I'm going to show you this clip. If you're looking at your screen, I'm going to explain it for those listening. But this was put together. You got P. Diddy with, it looks like Sonny Bono from U2 maybe. And as he scrolls in, you see that old P. Diddy is looking for any type of wiring device from, it looks like, Justin Bieber. So then you type into Google Fairly Odd Parents. I guess that's a cartoon. And it shows these kids with this muscular man, and they go into this, like, it looks like a tunnel with all types of lockers in it. And there's a locker with P. Diddy's name on it in the cartoon. Yeah, and the guy's looking at it. It's like, what? There's P. Diddy in this locker. And you zoom in. It's Escape from Unwish Island is the name of the cartoon. Interesting, because they put that out there for all to see. Then you type in Nickelodeon. There's the picture of Nickelodeon's logo. Well, that's strange, because if you look at Epstein Island, it looks just like the logo for Nickelodeon. Imagine that. Wonder where Nickelodeon was put together for Unwish Island. There's Epstein with the little child. You type in Epstein's temple. It looks just like that. With the remember we showed the gold temple with the blue and white lines on it? On Epstein Island, that's the temple they belong to, their cult worship and sacrificing, you know what. And you type in Disney's logo, and there it is. Interesting, they used to have that one with the blue and white stripes, just like Epstein Island. Interesting. Huh. And then if you keep looking at the cartoon, there's Walt Disney with their own locker in this tunnel for children. Of course, we know about Pinocchio saying, I'm collecting stupid little boys, he said. Yeah, wow. And I takes them to Pleasure Island. Interesting, because Nickelodeon's connected and Epstein Island's connected and Unwish Island cartoons connected. And all of this old logo Nickelodeon with the feet. Remember? The feet. And there they are walking in to the island. All connected. And that's why we are starting to notice the exposure day after day of all of these people. It's been sickening, and there's more exposure coming out, a movie to be released on X to finally expose how Democrats have been committing genocide against Black Americans using abortion. The film is called The 1916 Project. Check out this clip.
To exterminate the Negro population, Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, Hillary Clinton did say, I admire Margaret Sanger. Enormously, not a little bit, enormously. That's right. No politician would get my vote nor my support if they would have said, I admire Margaret Sanger. The woman who said, our goal is the extermination of the Negro race. What kind of Negro would vote for a woman who would say such a thing? Got to be a dumb Negro to do that. Something wrong with you, Negro.
Mm-hmm. All this exposure.
The role of the black minister is supposed to be the role of any preacher.
Yeah, so this movie's coming out. It's on X. I put it in the description box below in case you want to go check that out. But a lot of exposure is happening. There's a young YouTuber, by the way, going into the black community, Chicago, as a matter of fact. And he's been setting up this camera, and he tries to bait the people to see what they say when he says he's going to vote for Kamala.
Who you voting for?
Trump.
Come on, bro. Harris thugs backwards, bro.
What?
Harris.
Man, we not voting for that, man. We voted for Trump, man.
Why?
Man, we not with none of that, man. Chuck be looking out for the black community, man. We ain't doing nothing,
yeah,
man.
I respect. You all good, my boy. All
right, man.
Yeah. And who you voting for, Trump or Kamala?
Man, Trump. We ain't with that Indian ass, man.
Who, Kamala?
Yeah, we ain't.
Why you don't fuck with her?
Because she fuck with them immigrants. I'm black. Them Venezuelans taking all our bread. They out here creating gangs. They out gang banging, breaking in abandoned cribs. All type of good shit. We ain't fucking with it.
So you don't like an open border?
Nope. We need that border.
Hey, what are your thoughts on when Trump got shot?
Man, hey, don't try to take my boy out. Make America great again.
Hell yeah.
Make America great again.
Hey.
Isn't that good? I tell you what, they got all kinds of clips on here. It goes on for several minutes. But I just love to see these young guys come up with ideas to, share with the public what's really going on in these communities. They want President Trump in, and yet, for some reason, they're probably going to be able to come up with thousands and thousands of votes, because even Arizona, was it Arizona that I just noticed on a clip? They're saying that they're not going to have the election counted until, I think, 2 weeks later? Yeah, here we go.
Anyway, very tight races here. In fact, Maricopa County is setting the stage that tabulating all these votes may not be an election night thing. It may take days.
Wow. Well, 12 News journalist Colleen Sikora explains that county leaders are asking voters for patience and to be prepared.
Tight races, high interest in the election, and a two-page ballot are leaving Maricopa County officials warning of lines on election day, and also warning it's going to take them 10 to 13 days to tabulate results. Two pages and an average of 79 contests per ballot.
We are expecting heavy turnout this year, and so that's why we're really encouraging people to vote early.
2 weeks out from Election Day. And
yeah, so of course they're going to put out the information. Of course, Maricopa County. Of course, the ones that have to figure out what they're going to do to satisfy their demonic leadership to ensure that the election can be stolen. That's all they think about, I think, day in and day out. It's really, really sad. I wanted to share something with you real quick, folks, in case you missed it. We had an amazing interview with the New Spring Wellness Center, October 19th, 2024, A Journey to Sober Living. All natural NAD+ IV protocol can completely transform your life. And so I wanted to just share with you, if you go in the description box below, you'll have this amazing support from Chad and Katie, and they will do all they can. If you reach out and call them or go in the description box below, you can call them at 573-577-3400. And I played this intro for that video for those that might have missed it to help you out. Check it out.
And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise.
I mean, and everybody's story is a little different, LT, but it literally, those cravings for me, it was a constant. Every second I was awake, I would wake up in the morning, okay, what do I need to get done today till I can go get my alcohol? Mm-hmm. And it got to the point where I started drinking earlier and earlier, and to where it just controlled my life. And I had tried other avenues to try to quit, and for me, it didn't work. For some people, it does.
Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Be not among winebibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags.
Because you see people at their worst time going through different things in their lives, whether it's relationships, whether it's finances, whatever it is. But when they come out of that, there's no better feeling. There's no.
No better feeling. And I tell you what, an amazing interview. Great website below the newspringwellnesscenter.com/AmWeKnow. And you can start your journey to sober living with a faith-based program. Okay. And there were quotes out there. I never thought sobriety was possible. I tried everything, even inpatient recovery centers. I'd lost all hope and faith until I discovered NAD. A hole finally lifted. A hold finally lifted. It saved my life, my family, and my relationship with God. Safe detox, folks, from addiction with NAD Plus Brain Restoration. Go check it out in the description box below. It will change your life for sure. Other life-changing things that are happening for many would be the questions that are happening for Elon Musk. He's been traveling around and find it kind of refreshing, the answers that he's giving, regardless of what my thoughts are. You guys have heard of just wondering how he showed up to be a changed man and support President Trump. But I think he might be a 2.0, right? Some people believe. But check out this answer that he gives to a question from the audience.
I'm just wondering if you would ever consider publicly supporting the pro-life movement.
Yeah, I mean, so obviously this is a contentious topic, if there ever was one. It is perhaps perhaps the most contentious topic. And to be clear out there, President Trump has been clear that he will veto a national abortion ban. He has said that because the Democrats have said that he will apply a national abortion ban, and that is causing a lot of independent voters to actually not vote for Trump because they think that he will implement a national abortion ban. He has been very clear that he thinks it's a state's rights issue, and he will veto a national abortion ban. There is no answer to this question that will not offend some number of people. But nonetheless, I will tell you what my opinion is, which will certainly offend some number of people. My opinion is that if a baby can survive outside the womb, it cannot be aborted. It cannot. If a baby can survive outside the womb, if it is far enough in gestation to survive outside the womb, at that point it is not abortion, it is murder. So, obviously. Now, part of the challenge here is that the education system has terrified girls and women and relentlessly pushed the idea that getting pregnant can be is the end of your life. Like your career is dead. You're be ostracized from society, when you instill terror in young girls that getting pregnant is the worst thing that could happen, they obviously they believe that if they're just kids, when that is a deep seated belief that they've been hit within the educational system for a long time, then the idea that they will not be able to get an abortion, even in extreme circumstances, is obviously a terrifying situation. And they will not vote for any candidate who would stop them from getting an abortion, even in extreme circumstances. So this is the issue that we face. It's this relentless push in education, terrifying girls and women that if they get pregnant, their life's over. The reality is there's nothing greater than having a kid. I get more joy in my life from my kids than anything else. And that's generally true of all humans. In fact, if that is how we evolved. It is a very natural thing.
So interesting, right? Great answer, I believe, that he tried the best he could to give an answer that would help folks understand what we're dealing with when it comes to politics and this election and more. Talking about children, just wanted to show you this real quick. It's a very difficult one. We haven't talked about the vaccines much lately, but sudden unexpected showed this. They're frozen in time. The shots froze these children. They gave them multiple vaccines, and they're destroying the lives. The vaccine schedule is a crime against humanity.
The DTaP, the Hib, the polio.
And how old is that at this stage?
4 months. 4 months.
And so you can see these children while they're doing this interview, if you're watching. They got all these shots at 4 months old, and they look like they're in a zombie state.
I mean, it's very hard to see it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's two beautiful boys' lives destroyed.
Yep.
Do right. they, I mean, they've just been sitting, staring. Is this what their life is like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, this sorry to it. Be so blunt.
Yeah, yeah no, this is it.
I've never seen yeah. anything like this.
Yeah. This is it. They're 2-year-old, 2-month-olds. You know, they're frozen in time. The shots froze them in time.
Let's just say a 2-month well baby visit. There's a DPT. That's 3 shots, 3 antigens. Hib, Prevnar, Hep B, polio, rotavirus. 6 shots, 8 antigens.
Other people who couldn't even come onto the bus, who had to stay outside the bus, and we had to move all of our equipment outside and interview them there.
We are going to stop this because this, see, she knows. It's all right, Kelsey. Children's Health Defense got your back.
Very sad what they've done to our lives, to our children. You guys should be furious and hopefully share them with your children, your grandchildren, and more. Stay away from these shots. They're not what they tell us they are. And it's sickening, and it breaks your heart every time you're with loved ones and they tell you, oh, I just got my shots updated. Oh, my goodness. We're hoping the truth will come out with RFK Jr. when he is there with President Trump and they expose everyone and they get this thing fixed. Speaking of exposure, we talked about Hurricane Helene and what's going on up there. And I promised you that we'd play this clip of a couple that was on Fox recently, the real truth about FEMA.
All right, we just want to give a little update since our Fox News interview went viral yesterday. They did ask me about what federal assistance we have seen in the area. I think specifically they were trying to ask about FEMA, but being nice about it. And since then, you know, we have received a ton of messages, both online, and I talked to a couple people today in person at our just local gym, and people are pissed.
It was like as soon as we went on Fox, like the floodgates opened and we started hearing stories from our actual friends who were just too embarrassed to say like, oh, I got rejected, or the small business story that you heard today.
Yeah. Where it's just like, you know, people who have small businesses downtown that thought they were going to get money from the Small Business Administration. The Small Business Administration was like, nope, that's FEMA. And FEMA was like, nope, that's the SBA. And so they're like, I don't know what to do. I'm just going to submit both places. And then they got rejected. And now they've got to pay workers with funds that they do not have. So, I mean, I'm personally very concerned that all of these businesses that usually rely on tourism are going to shut down. Because, they cannot make it without the tourist income, and the tourists are not here. And that's just the small businesses. The actual locals with homes, I feel like, is the most confusing bit, because, I mean, I said on air that we did get a $750 check, but what I didn't say on air was that I submitted receipts of thousands of dollars of expenses. You know, like, our generator was running for 16 days and it was using 20 to 25 gallons of gas a day. I mean, that's just hundreds of dollars just in gas, not to mention the chainsaw. Starlink cost was a couple $100.
And keep in mind, that wasn't to have like a luxurious life. That was to keep
our
neighbor's CPAP machine going.
Yeah.
So food in the fridge to feed our family.
That's
so.
Right. And so, you know, our neighbor who thankfully still has a house, you know, he's a manager at a big box store. And he was rejected for the $750. You know, when COVID happened, we all got a ton of money in the mail, you know, no questions asked. And you didn't have to apply for it or anything. But here people are just getting rejected for random reasons. It's all over the radio too. Like, local radio this morning was just covering people calling in saying, I keep getting rejected from FEMA. How do I get this money? Because, I keep getting rejected and I really need this money.
And we were being polite yesterday, saying that the confusion is our biggest word. And now I'm just pissed because I'm hearing story after story from people that I know, people that I care about, that have either lost everything or lost their ability to work. And there's no, the only thing they actually have access to is the kindness of others, wealthy people in Asheville that are helping, wealthy people outside of Asheville that have come here to help. Why are we having to do this just as people? I love that it's bringing out the goodness in people, but why are we paying taxes? Why are we doing all of this, working our butts off and giving it to the government if they aren't coming to help?
Right.
Why, like, I'm
someone needs to explain why FEMA, with a $20 billion budget, is not rebuilding the roads, rebuilding the businesses, rebuilding the houses. Someone needs to explain that to me, because I have the people who have helped me are my neighbors. My neighbors came with chainsaws and cut us out of our driveway so that.
So there we go. This information continues to float around social media world, and they're going to do all they can, the enemy, to try to squash it. They don't want anybody to know. It's interesting, the mainstream media, they don't have, you know, vehicles parked up there showing you the daily updates of people who are being rescued and how FEMA is coming together to support. And all they're going to do is just say it's conspiracy theories out there, when they don't even park themselves up in that area to watch the cleanup and more. I'm telling you, I was involved in that huge tsunami in 2005 when it happened near Thailand, Indonesia, and India. It hit all those areas. 250,000 people were dead. And they had reporters there flying in 3 days later. Crews I had to take care of, get them on military aircraft, fly them all around. They wanted to see the rescue efforts and all the people that were being saved and all the building wreckage and more being removed and more. You know, they wanted all that. But man, it's crickets from the media today. It's not the same. It's like they only care about flying to other nations to watch the rescue efforts there, but nothing here. I mean, it's just part of a whole evil cabal, and it's been playing out for us daily. And I mean, these guys are a bunch of liars. And I tell you what, they even showed this with Joe Rogan, who actually has an interview with President Trump on Friday. Yeah, finally. That's going to be an interesting one. But they're showing the truth about what people used to think about President Trump in the day.
This is it. Watch this. This is bonkers. Go full screen. This is literally bonkers.
A real estate mogul and a television star. But does he really want to add president of the United States to his resume? A lot of people would like him to. Please, let's find out, and please welcome my friend, Donald Trump.
My friend.
My friend. Watch this. Just watch this. This is nuts. We're in an alternative universe, okay? Because this is not that long ago.
Go standing O.
Bro, watch this. Just watch how this goes. Watch this. So she's a Republican. That's easy.
Yep.
But everybody else.
Look at Joy. Hugs. Can't wait to get a hug in.
Yeah, everyone's hugging. Look at this. Look at this. Kisses, Barbara. Hugs, kisses to Whoopi. Everybody hugs and kisses. Even Joy Behar. Hugs and kisses. See? Now, watch this.
So I'm going to take you at your word that you have not decided yet when you're going to run, but you're thinking about it, and you've expressed some of your views, which are controversial and in many ways, but
not to her.
Well, not to her. Okay, you're a Republican. So, but let's say, that you do decide in the spring, right? And your ideas resonate so much. On the other hand, you know, we saw Newt Gingrich apologizing for his marriages and divorces. You've had three marriages, two sort of uncomfortable divorces. Do you think
not really. They were very comfortable.
Well, we won't review all that. Do you think
getting laughs right away?
That would bother anybody?
I think the country is doing so badly, they want somebody that's going to help it. I think the country is never been in a position like it is right now. It's being ripped off by every nation, every intelligent nation in the world, whether it's China. They're taking our jobs, they're making all our product, and then they loan us back the money, we pay them interest.
That is
whether
crazy.
It's OPEC.
That is crazy.
OPEC,
look at this, watch this.
Field day right now. How about the...
Yeah. Information's going to start flying out. The truth is going to play for all to see.
How dare we speak Merry Christmas? How dare we?
Merry Christmas, everyone.
I needed a good laugh, too. These guys are cracking up on the Joe Rogan show. How dare they talk about Christmas? Merry Christmas, everyone. Oh, my goodness. But here's some just nuggets here for those that waited to the very end. I'm going to show you a cue drop, but also I want you to hear what President Trump says. Remember that Bronx barbershop pay close attention to this.
Is to be secretary of this, secretary of that, all big stuff. And I didn't know anybody. I had to rely. And I still did great. Look, we rebuilt the military. We knocked out ISIS. We did all these things. We did great. We had the best economy. We had the best everything. Everything was good. But I had some people that if I had it to do again, I wouldn't have used. Now I've been there 4 years, plus another four that I'm sort of there in a way. I know.
Plus another four that I've been sort of there in a way. Hell to the chef, right, to the chief. He's holding those McDonald's. Trump serves as commander in beef at McDonald's, right? Could he be the real commander in chief? Interesting, because when we talk about that, Elon Musk dropped something. And he said less than 6 hours left to register to vote in Pennsylvania. He happened to drop that at 18:28, which is 6:28 on the clock. And, you know, if there's 6 hours left and you drop it at 6:28, well, 6:28 on the cue board says the clock is ticking. Freedom of the press. Nobody is safe. There's clowns in America. There's whistleblowers. Secure drop. And more. That information continues to flow out for all to see. And I wanted to show you as we close today, like I told you earlier, when President Trump says there's a witch hunt, it's literally a witch hunt. Want proof that God is with Trump? Literal witches are complaining on Reddit that they are trying to launch demonic attacks against Trump. But, quote, he seems to have some kind of protection around him. Trump is even winning against witches. Another quote from that Reddit link, if you're looking at your screen. George put this out because he tweets. Put this out. He wanted this quote to be known for all about these witches. And they're mentioning that he seems to have some type of protection around him. They tried a freezer spell. A lot of people are taking the opportunity to do protection, uplifting kinds of spells to help Kamala and the Democrats rather than attacking the other side. So they can't get to Trump, so they're trying to do good spells to try to help out Kamala. Psalms 91:7-8 says, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. God's using Trump to help set the world straight. Only Christians with a sanctimonious attitude refuse to understand this. God doesn't choose the qualified. He qualifies the chosen. Good words. And real Ben Carson happened to be out there giving statements recently. And I wanted to close with his remarks today, folks.
This election is not about Democrats and Republicans. This election is about whether we are a secular nation or are we one nation under God. And you know, it was a long time ago, but Benjamin Franklin, when he came out of that Constitution Hall after vigorous arguments over how our nation was going to be run, he was asked, "Sir, what do we have here? A monarchy or a republic?" And he said, "A republic, if you can keep it." We've kept it for 240 years, but we're as close to losing it right now as we have ever been at any point in time. We have a Department of Justice that's being used by the party in power to persecute and prosecute their political opponents, something you would expect in Russia or China or Banana Republic, occurring blatantly right in our country. And interestingly enough, we have somebody who's running for president who recently said in a crowd when somebody said, "Jesus Christ is Lord," that you're in the wrong crowd. Think about that. You know, in Matthew 12:34, it says, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh." She didn't have time to think about what she was going to say. She just said what's in her heart. So maybe she's the one who doesn't belong. Maybe that's what we should be thinking about.
Interesting words, right, for all of us to understand. Out of the abundance of heart, those words spring out. Heart is evil and wicked. And that's what we're dealing with. This enemy is working overtime to ensure that keeps its power no matter what. They'll lie to everyone and describe President Trump as the evil one because they don't want their evil to be exposed. We're living in biblical times when whole states are being destroyed by these weather-directed weapons. People are in need and desperate to make it before the freezing cold temperatures set in. They're already getting freezing temperatures up there. And we continue to lift up in prayer for the people of our nation that are hurting every single moment of every day. The communities in the cities of Philadelphia are waking up, right? They're seeing, I don't want to be talked down to like you own me. We've had enough. Did you guys ever think that this would happen? Back in 2016, did you think, you know what? There's going to be a whole community that have been brainwashed to believe that Democrats have all the answers and we're going to see them all turn against him one day, against the Democrat Party. Never thought we'd see it. But it's been working. You have been working hard, talking to your neighbors, your friends, your family, even if they didn't want to talk to you anymore. You've been out there on social media sharing these clips and more to let people know the truth, regardless of how it affects you. You've been doing all you can to expose the evil ones, which is what we're called to do biblically, expose evil. And one person at a time has been changed. And in the very end, we hope and pray that all of this will come together, that the enemy will be destroyed in one swift motion, just like the Red Sea covered up the Egyptians when they lost their stranglehold on those that they controlled for hundreds of years. We hope to see that soon.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for continuing to guide and direct our lives, for helping us find clips and put this together. Many people working to share information about all that's going on around them, politically, physically, spiritually. What an amazing battle we've been a part of, this war in our minds and our hearts. We've been trudging through for many, many years now. And you know this, and you continue to guide and direct our lives. This time is coming close for another big one, big election. You see it, you know it's going to play out. And we hope and pray that your will be done, regardless of how it ends up. We know that you have everything, good intentions for this nation. You hear the prayers and the cries of the people. We ask for protection over all of our lives, for President Trump and more, as we move about each day in our lives. We ask all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Hopefully you made it this far. If you did, thank you. Please hit that follow and like button if you would, and share. We'd really love that. Thank you for your prayers and your support. It's been absolutely amazing, and we hope to continue to provide updates for you throughout this week. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out.
That's why you see from Kamala, Obama, all of them ran to our black celebrities.
Oh, Jay-Z. I just seen Lizzo just campaigned in Detroit.
Usher
was just in Atlanta. Yep. And so all of these celebrities.
Because they're paying. They
paying them like that?
Yes, man, they raised a lot of money this year.
I'm here tonight for a couple of important reasons. As most of you know, the city of Detroit and the whole state of Michigan mean a lot to me. And going into this election, the spotlight is on us more than ever.
Breaking news right now. Get this, the former CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch, Mike Jeffries, is arrested in connection to a sex trafficking case.
Sean Combs, the rapper and music executive, perhaps being linked to a sex trafficking investigation.
Look what is happening right now. Look what is happening right now with these evil people. Obama, Hillary, Kamala, Kamala, Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, all this team. There's more than 300,000 children, over 300,000 children
that they came through the border, they released them, and we don't know where they are.